It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA Music Mix.
Hi, I'm Larry London, and welcome once again to Border Crossings. We have another special show planned for you this hour. Glad you could make it with us. We'll be welcoming to our program Daughtry, American Idol finalist, and also joining on his tour will be the Goo Goo Dolls. Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls joins Chris Daughtry here on Border Crossings. They'll be talking about the tour, their new projects, and a few other things as well. So hang around with us this hour. Also, coming up in the hour on Border Crossings, Stephen Kellogg is here to perform. So sit back and get ready for another exciting Border Crossings program right here on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Same direction, you become my own reflection. Is that your soul that you're trying to protect? I always hoped that we would intersect, yeah. You need time to cope and time to heal, time to cry if it's what you feel. Or life can hurt when it gets too real. I can hold you up when it's hard to deal. Alive, alive, alive is all I wanna feel tonight, tonight. Ticking clock, nobody knows when it's gonna stop, yeah. Before I'm gone, I need to touch someone with a word, with a kiss, with a decent song, yeah. And it gets lonely when you live out loud, when the truth that you seek isn't in this crowd. You better find your voice, better make it loud. We gotta burn like fire, or we'll just burn out. Alive, alive, alive is all I wanna feel tonight, tonight.
This is Larry London, Border Crossings, here on the Voice of America. Today, a very special show. We have via satellite joining us to talk about their tour, their new album, and some of the things going on in the lives of Chris Daughtry and Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls. Welcome to the Voice of America, guys.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have both of you back on. You both have been on my show before in years past. And how did you two decide that you wanted to have Daughtry touring with the Goo Goo Dolls, or the Goo Goo Dolls touring with Daughtry? How did that combination come together?
We're touring together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. You've joined bands.
Yes, we have. We've decided to merge forces.
The Goo Goo Daughtry.
Yeah.
The Goo Goo Daughtry. I love it.
It's actually a better name.
Now, Johnny, you have mentioned for years that you don't really particularly care for the name the Goo Goo Dolls. So the question is, I mean, you could change it if you wanted.
No, not at this point. It's too late. That ship sailed.
That ship sailed already.
Yeah, a long, long time ago.
Well, congratulations on all the Grammy nominations and the millions of records sold. And, you know, Chris, I wanted to ask you about American Idol for a second, if we can talk about American Idol. You were, one of the finalists on season 5. Taylor Hicks was the winner. Do you still keep in touch with the people on American Idol?
I do, occasionally. You know, we all have, in this industry, it's so weird. Everybody goes in their separate ways, and they have as crazy of schedules as you do. And every now and then it's, hey, just checking in, see how you're doing. And then, who is this? Oh, my number changed. So every now and then you'll see each other at events and stuff like that. But, yeah, we try to keep in touch as much as possible. But it's difficult.
Yeah, do you watch the show in its present form? What do you think of it?
I did catch a little bit this year for the first time in a while. But then we went on tour, and I missed, like, the last month of the season. But I do know that the guy that won is from North Carolina, so that was kind of cool.
And congratulations to you on the 4th album, Baptized.
Thanks,
doing great.
Much.
I mean, your career continues to skyrocket, and I understand that you co-produced the new album with Howard Benson.
Didn't work with Howard Benson on this record, actually. Actually worked with Martin Johnson, Claude Kelly. Drawing a blank here. They're going to all kick my butt. but, yeah, I worked with a lot of different producers and writers this go-around because I wanted to. As much as I love Howard, he's a dear friend of mine, it was time for a change for me, and I thought the only way that was going to happen is to work with people that I'd never worked with. So it's going to be uncomfortable, it's going to be spontaneous, it's going to either work or it's not, and all of those things happened. So yeah. It definitely made for a very inspiring, exciting record.
No. I think that's one of the things that's really cool. Is that when you Chris was saying, it's like his record has definitely shown a progression, and you can get caught in a vacuum if you continue with the same process. So it's great to put yourself out of your comfort zone, and obviously the results showed on his latest album. Mm.
Now, Johnny, how is Magnetic different from the last album? How have the Goo Goo Dolls progressed?
You know, I was sitting in a room for 20 years writing songs all by myself, and so I went to write the songs for Magnetic, and I was like, I can't sit here in this vacuum, you know, because it felt just very isolating and alone. I didn't feel inspired, so I called a bunch of friends of mine who are songwriters and producers, and I'm like, you guys want to get together and work? So we decided that, we would do that, and it was a test, you know. It was definitely a test. Had to let go of a lot of ego. When you're working with other people who you really respect, you have to let go of being a little bit precious. It's easy to fall in love with your own reflection when you're sitting in a room by yourself. but when somebody comes in and says, "Nah, that's not so good," it challenges you. It makes you see things from a different perspective, and really causes a paradigm shift in your process.
Mm. How have you and Robbie managed to keep this thing together for so long? You guys started a number of years ago, and it's still you and Robbie.
Yeah.
You know, and the act is still great, and you keep the music fresh, which is always exciting, and probably the biggest challenge for any band is to keep things fresh and relevant.
Yeah, we just ignore each other. Really. We don't talk.
You don't talk.
No, I'm just kidding. No, we are still good friends, and it's one of those things. You know, Robbie was, he came into my life when I was, just out of high school, and we hit it off. He was like my brother.
I'll be kind if you be faithful, you be sweet, and I'll be grateful. Cover me with kisses, dear, lighten up the atmosphere. Keep me warm inside our bed, I got dreams of you all through my head. Fortune tell us that I'd be free, and that's the day you came to me.
I love you more, so don't be
mystery is like gravity. It holds you down away from me. You and me, we both got sins, and I don't care about where you've been. Don't be sad and don't explain. This is where we start again. Church on time. Take my hand in this empty room. You're my girl and I'm your groom. Come to me, my sweetest friend. This is where we start. Watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat washing his cape. She's just watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane, and she smiles all the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms, yeah. In his arms, yeah. I'm waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Love making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss, this metropolis. She says, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She says, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles. She's talking to angels. She's talking.
she smiles. She's talking to angels, she's counting the stars, making a wish of a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, she's falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up. And it is I'm the air. Oh, and it is I'm the air. She's waiting for Superman to lift her up. He'll take her anywhere. Show her a little love and let her through the air. Save her now before it's too late tonight. She's waiting for Superman.
Let's talk about the show. We're missing one of the spokes in the wheel. I guess a Plain White Teaser joining you guys as well.
Yes, they are.
And so is this tour, which is going through the end of August or the middle of August, is this just a U.S. tour, or are you guys also taking this overseas?
As far as I know, and as of right now, it's a U.S. tour, but anything could happen, I guess.
Now, one of the things that happens when you know, I don't know how well you guys knew each other before this tour was put together, but usually things come about as a result of new friendships, new relationships. Are you guys talking about collaborating on anything together?
We had done some shows in the past. Actually, on our first record, we had done a show on our first tour for a radio show. We met there, and then in passing, you know, there's always been this idea of like, hey, we should do a tour together. Oh, we should do a tour together. And years go by because, you know, different times, different scheduling, whatever happened during those times that it didn't work. And this just happened to be the right timing, and it's working, and we're looking forward to kicking it off. I think it's going to be a phenomenal night for the fans. You know, there's three great bands playing with tons of radio songs, and they might need a break the next day after.
Yeah, it's like they're going to be, like, all hit it out by the end of the night, and so. But it's a great combination because, you know, we have a lot of the same fans in common, and we have our own groups that are all going to be together in the same room, so it works out really, really nicely for everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the questions I was going to ask, is how you see your fans, because you guys have different fan bases, and so it's going to be kind of interesting. And usually both of you could sell out a stadium on your own. You're both headline acts, and when you tour together and perform together, you're mixing a whole bunch of different folks and with a limited number of seats.
Like Johnny was saying, I think we do share similar fan bases, but we also have our hardcore groups respectively, and so do the Plain White Tees, and we hope at the end of it that they all are a fan of all three of us.
Yeah, and, how could they not?
And that's a win-win for everybody involved.
Yeah, right. I mean, the tour grew exponentially. I mean, as soon as our managers and agents and guys got together and said, well, let's put a bill together with your two bands, boom, it was great. All of a sudden, it was four times as big, you know, and then we added the Plain White Tees, and then boom, again, like, it just grew again. It's been a real, like, blessing that we all were able to get together at this point in time and go out there and do an amazing, amazing show this summer.
Well, the fans are in for a treat, I'm sure. You guys, as I say, as individuals, are mega stars, and so if you combine this show on one bill, it's an amazing show, I'm sure, and a lot of people around the world hope the show will go and travel abroad so that people can see you internationally as well. And, you know, thank you guys for joining us on The Voice of America. I hope to be able to sit down with you guys when you come to the D.C. area and we can talk in person.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the new albums, Magnetic and Baptized. It's the sound of Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls with Chris Daughtry. I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings on The Voice of America.
I'm sinking inside, and the massing lines are broken down tonight. I swallow my pride, but we're drowning in the ocean, and it's tearing my heart open, baby. We're having a low first, it's yes, then it's no, and we're changing like the tides. Yeah, but I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. Cause I don't wanna when the waves get rough, I don't wanna see the day we say we've had enough.
spaceship. Boom, 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 boom. And the cannon goes. Fly through the air, and I know that we're both playing not so fair. Oh, show me you care. Got my white flag up and it's waving, 'cause you know this love's worth saving, baby. We're high, then we're low, first it's yes and it's no, and we're changing like the tide. Yeah. But I want you, I need you, and I guarantee you we'll make it out alive. 'Cause I don't wanna fight no more, even when the waves get rough. I don't wanna see the day we say we've had enough. And I don't wanna fight this war, but it's coming off our lips. But we stick to our guns and we love like battleships. Like battleships. And the cannon goes. Boom, 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 boom. And we love, yeah, we love. And we love, yeah, we love. I'm sinking inside. Can we finally put our weapons down tonight? 'Cause I don't.
Closed off my heart, it's just that I've gotten so tired. You're trying to find an easy way out, it gets so exhausting to keep you inspired. You could find me at the lost and found. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if it don't turn around. Find me at the lost and found. Sometimes a man gets worn thin, on the brink of an almost there win. Never enough money from what I can see. A labor of love, man, you gotta be kidding me. You could find me, you could find me at the lost and the found. And don't be surprised, don't be surprised if life don't turn around. Find me at the lost and found. Recognize me, I don't recognize you, and I don't know how we got here. I don't. Do you recognize me when you tell me it's through? 'Cause believe me, I don't recognize. Say, I'm not even sure if I think you should stay. It's like I don't know where to start. Do I set it on fire just to protect my heart? You can find me. You could find me at the lost and found. But don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if one day it burns down. Find me. Oh yeah, you could find me. You could find me at the lost and found. And you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised if you just look around. Find me. You find me at the lost and found.
London, and you are listening to the music of Stephen Kellogg here on Border Crossings. We welcome you to our show. We welcome Stephen and the guys. Welcome.
Howdy.
Thank you for coming back. This is your second stop.
It is.
At the Voice of America and our show. Anybody been with you, Stephen, that was here the last time? Or
Well, Chips Johnson has been with me for a few years. I can't remember if you were here for the last Voice of America.
Okay. You just missed this.
Yeah. Were you doing the Sixers then, or were you?
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers have been together for 10 years, so this is my first year without the guys in my professional career.
Mm-hmm. So. And your first solo album since, what, 2002, I think I read somewhere.
Yeah.
So that's a long wait to do a solo album.
It is. Well, you know, I mean, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. So, you know, I just found myself with a minute and decided to make a record.
And the new album is Blunderstone Rookery. What, it's hard to say. What does it mean, Blunderstone Rookery?
Well, it's a Blunderstone Rookery. I apologize for the title. I didn't realize it was going to be a tongue twister until I put it out, and I've heard about it more than a few times. But it's the boyhood home of David Copperfield, which was a book that had some influence on this record. And it's his boyhood home. It's a happy place when he's a kid. It becomes an unhappy place, and then he comes back and makes his peace with it as a man. And I thought that was a great metaphor for the music on this record. It's going through hard stuff and then making your peace with it and coming out hopeful.
Can you do a song for us?
Yeah,
I'd
sure
love to hear something. It's been a while, so this is Stephen Kellogg.
All right, this is called Crosses.
One, two, one. March up the side of any interstate or parkway. Little vigils mark up the landscape. White sticks where the flowers live. Left with the hope of seeing him again. Left with the hope of seeing her again. It's easy not to recognize that there are crosses in the road and secrets that were never told. The river and the train, so different but the same. They were just getting where they need to go. Decorations out of car window. Hold on to memories, look for a sign that talk to gravestones and never seem to talk back. Never knowing what could have been. Left with the hope of seeing him again. Left with the hope of seeing her again. It's easy now to recognize that there were crosses in the that were never told. The river and the train, so different but the same. They were just getting where they need to go. Somewhere far from heaven only knows. All this time I'm still haunted by your face and eyes. Darkest night, I wish that I could save you from the wreckage of your last goodbye. When I'm lonely, I go and see you. And the crosses in the road and secrets that were never told. The river and the train, so different but the same. They were just getting where they need to go, and the crosses in the road, the secrets that were never told, the people that we used to know. They were just getting where they need to go. Pay our respects to crosses in the road. Pay our respects to crosses in the road.
All right, Stephen Kellogg is our guest on The Voice of America. Blunderstone Rookery is the new album. And what was the story behind that song?
Yeah, that song has been with me for a number of years. It was just, I had seen this young couple walking up the side of a road in New York, and I noticed they were putting flowers down by one of those roadside crosses. You see those things all over the world, and it just undid me, you know. And I for years I wanted to write a song about it, and I just didn't want to screw it up because it felt like important subject matter. And actually, Chip here, who's sitting next to me, one day I sang him a little melody and told him about the idea, and he sent me a lot of what became the song the next day and said, you know.
Do you remember the strangest place that you ever got inspiration for a song was?
I don't know if it's appropriate, so I'm just
then it might not be.
I'll let that one sit. There have been a lot of it
give
comes
us one
all
that
around.
Is appropriate. Second most interesting place.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I remember we were stuck in Turkey. We were actually overseas doing a military thing, and they had detained us in this room for hours. And just as the guy was getting a little like gruff and kind of, you know, talking to us and you don't have the proper paperwork or whatever, I ended up asking him for a piece of paper and a pen because there were lines just coming to me, and I was like, if I lose these, I was like, I know you're upset and we'll get that paperwork, but can I borrow a piece of paper and a pen? So
that's great. That's like MIA wrote a song, similar circumstances, called Paper Planes, which is about immigration issues and whatnot. So.
Yeah. Well, it's anytime you're feeling some level of, you know, adrenaline or emotion, like lines sort of rocket
through your
brain.
Right, right, right. The ideas come to you. And I was looking at the album cover for the new one, and I've noticed that now, are you a Boston Red Sox? Or you got the beard going? What's going on with that?
I didn't realize.
Beard town?
No, you know, I'm actually a Yankees fan. So
oh, are you? Oh, you were crying about
Red
that.
Sox. Yeah, yeah. Actually, you want to know the truth, Larry? I'm gonna level with you.
All right, please do.
Musicians kind of have a code, okay? You see other musicians. It doesn't matter what genre you're in or what age you are. You see each other. You nod, you chat, you talk. You just understand each other. So I was sitting in the airport. I had my guitar with me. And these young, cool-looking dudes, probably from England or something, walk by, and I look at them, and they looked right at me, and they didn't nod, and they didn't do anything, and I thought to myself, do I not look like a musician anymore? And I said, I'm like, I got to do something, so I started growing a beard, you know? I was like, we need to gruff this up. This is very upsetting to me, yeah.
Oh, that's a great story. Okay. So how's the tour been going for you?
It's been wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's been great. It's you know, I'd spent 10 months touring just solo with no accompaniment as this record was coming out. Mm-hmm. And so this tour is the first time I've gotten to go out and play again with other musicians, and it's it just feels great. It just feels we're really having a ball. And so
I assume when you're on tour and it's a different group of musicians, it's a different feeling than it used to be, but especially when you went out solo by yourself, as compared to when you had always had a band with you. Was that a big adjustment or different kind of pressure? Or
yeah, it takes a few days to get used to. I mean, the beauty of doing something by yourself is if you screw it up, there's nobody to blame but yourself, and you don't want to sit there and blame yourself, so you kind of get over things quickly. And if you do something well, you know who to pat on the back. It's
right,
yourself,
right.
You know? So, having friends, camaraderie is a big part of why I do this. So, you know, we've been having a lot of fun.
Excellent. If people want to get the new album on your website?
Yeah, stephenkellogg.com, and it's Stephen with a PH, Kellogg with two L's and two G's. So much room to misspell it. You can also just Google it. It will pop up. But Amazon's got it. You know, it's widely available.
And you told a story about an experience in Turkey. Do you do a lot of international touring? Is that part of the plan for the new album?
I do. You know, I do more and more. I did a tour of the UK in September, and then June of doing a military tour in the Middle East. So, you know, I love, you know, whenever I can, I try to take this beyond American borders.
And what do you think is the biggest difference in the fans when you go and you play somewhere like Ireland? What's the thing you notice immediately versus performing here in the U.S.?
Well, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure. You know, people are just people, and so there's not as many differences as one might expect. But I think that because you've traveled from America, you get a little more of their attention right out of the gate. You know, like there's a respect for the fact that obviously you didn't, you know, that you traveled some distance to put on this concert, and we're going to give you a fair shot to impress us, you know?
Yeah, that's a comment that I get often from artists who do a lot of touring internationally. I mean, we had a guest recently who said, you know, in the U.S., you could have somebody playing pool while you're performing.
Right.
You know, in the U.K. or elsewhere, they wouldn't do that. They will sit and they will listen. They will pay attention to what's going on.
I'd say that's true. I'm not sure we reciprocate like, oh, we've got a foreigner here. Let's give him our full attention, you know. But, I think that's accurate.
All right. Well, Stephen Kellogg is here with the guys, and I'm going to ask if you do another song.
Yeah. All right. This one's called Forgive You, Forgive Me.
All right. You call me a fake. Maybe you were right, but you don't know what I've been through to stand up here tonight. I called you a friend. Maybe I was wrong. You tear things down and don't expect to find yourself alone. But you are so forgive me, forgive me. And I'll forgive you, forgive you. You can't win and you may lose, but if you forgive me, I'll forgive you. Woo-hoo. Mistake, no one disagrees, but you were nowhere to be found when I was on my knees. Yes, I was, so forgive me, forgive me, and I'll forgive you, forgive you. Yeah, you can't win and may lose, but if you forgive me, I'll forgive. And I will forgive you, forgive you. Yeah, you can't win and you may lose, but if you forgive me, I'll forgive. I'm gonna hang my hat on the heads of people who have had my back. If you're taking notes, you can keep score of that. Forgiveness makes us even. Score of that. Forgiveness makes us even, even, yeah. Forgiveness makes us even.
All right, right, Stephen Kellogg is in our studios on Border Crossings. You're from an area in Massachusetts. You're not really close to Boston, Northampton.
We're a couple hours. Yeah, I'm 2 hours west of there. Mm-hmm. Stuff.
Well, I haven't seen you for a few years, so is the highlights for your career, are they different than they were when I saw you the last time? Anything new that came along that you'd
say,
wow?
I did a TED Talk this year. Mm-hmm. They're considered the talk of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And you tape them, you go and you do it. You do it just once in front of a live audience, and then they're online. And there's loads of them, and there's everyone from Al Gore to Anthony Robbins. You know, there's loads of really interesting TED Talks out there. And when someone says this is give your talk of a lifetime, you're excited because it's an honor, but mm-hmm. once you agree to it, the pressure is on.
Right.
So I spent literally 2.5 months kind of preparing for this, 15-minute talk. But so that was a highlight for me.
And what did you say? I mean, beyond the 15 minutes worth, you give us the short
version? Sit down. Here, I'll give it to you. I was asked to do it because of my role as a musician, but mm-hmm. I didn't feel like an expert on music. I feel like that's a mystery to me that I still try to solve every day. What I did want to talk on was job satisfaction, because this has not been the easiest job, but I have enjoyed every minute of it, even when it's bad. So that's kind of what I tried to bring that talk in and offer it up to a wider audience that would include people in all different jobs and just focus it on something practical, how to get more out of your work. So that was really one of the neatest things I did. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to be a downer, but I do want to know what the hardest part is of being Stephen Kellogg. What do you think that the hardest, this job that you do, you say it's not all you signed up for, and you talked about job satisfaction.
Well, I think that the trickiest thing is, you're in order to do this job right, you need to be open, you need to be wide open, and there's a certain sensitivity that goes with that, and I don't like to think of myself as a thin-skinned guy, but you're out there, really, to do it right, you got to put yourself out there, and that can be hard because there's a lot of things that don't go your way. There's a lot of, and especially in this day and age, you got, Facebook and Twitter, any person with a computer can plaster their thoughts about you anywhere you want. And, you got to fly in the face of that. And, I'm not sure that's the hardest part about being me, but it's a challenge, especially, having just my name sort of on the records now. Mm-hmm. It's like, you cannot let it get you down, and that's not always the easiest thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, the one thing that will sustain is the quality of your work. That always sustains and carries you through, and that's undeniable in your case. You put out great music. Now, how would you define, I was looking, and it's like Americana, it's Roots, you've been on NPR, you've done this, that, and the other. How would you define really what it is that you do?
I call it rock and roll with a lot of lyrics.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Rock and roll with a lot of lyrics.
That's it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Do you have favorite songs on the new album, by the way?
Well, there's a song, Thanksgiving, that feels like one of my favorites. There's a kind of a slightly controversial one called The Brain is a Beautiful Thing, where I insert all kinds of my opinions about things in there. And I enjoy that just because it's, if you got to get older, you might as well at least enjoy the fact that you're comfortable saying what it is you actually think about things.
Right.
So.
Well, yeah. And as time goes on, you also gain more confidence in yourself and what you're doing as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The new album is out now, Blunderstone Rookery, and people again want to get a copy. They can go where?
Go to Amazon.com. Stephen Kellogg, Blunderstone Rookery, Amazon.
Can you spell your name again for everybody?
S T E P H E N K E L L O G G.
All right. Find him on Amazon.com or, of course, his own website. And you Twitter, you tweet, you Facebook, you do all that stuff.
It's part of the job now.
Part of the job. And you don't have a team doing it for you. You respond yourself.
No. I am Mr. Social. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I just get home and I see my kids and I'm like, you know what? I'm shutting you off phone. But, it's me.
Great. And you said the kids, so if you don't mind, are they musically inclined right now? Or?
Yeah, they are.
Will you encourage them to do this? Or?
I would encourage them to do whatever it is they want to do, but music has given me such an outlet in my life that I want to share that with them. I got four little girls, and we do family band, and I bought a drum set and guitars, and You know, so I don't, they can do anything they want. I just hope they want to be around me once in a while when they're older.
And what if they came to you, how old are they?
The oldest is 8 and the youngest is 1.
So what if they came to you in 10 years and they said, Dad, we want to be on X Factor. We want to be a 4-girl singing group.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say not that way, or would you?
I would just try, you know, my goal as a parent is to share with them all the, hey, this is what I know about a show like that. If you go on, here's what you're signing up for, here's what you're getting involved in, and you make the decision, you know? And that's what I'm trying to do with everything. Remind me of that when they do that.
10 years from now, right?
Larry, I'll be like,
we'll play this tape back for you. What? That's
what
your answer will be. What?
Over my dead body.
That's it. Stephen Kellogg's in our studios, and we're taking full advantage of the band and his talents, and if you wouldn't mind doing another song for us.
You got it. This one's called 4th of July.
She was on fire and wild and American. She burns it out probably just because she can. And if I had a dollar for everything I should have said, I'd probably still be busted. I would throw it all away again, yeah. Lightning bugs light up all across the southern sky. Some guys get it all and they don't even need to try. I watched you roll away, you didn't even say goodbye. Now I hate the night, I'm guessing that's the reason why. This is my life on the 4th of July. And it isn't much, but at least it's mine. So I got in my van and I ended up in Boston. I thought about my friends and how easily I'd lost them. I'd do it all again, I'd leave everyone exhausted. Some folks get a break, me, I never caught one. Thought of you, nights when I would drink too much. If you thought about me too, you never tried to get in touch. I went back to school and I ran into some guys I knew. We started up a band, couldn't seem to get it through. Got some gigs and eventually we lost that too. Did you ever think that maybe if you're not happy it's because of you? And this is my life on the 4th of July. And it isn't much, but at least it's mine. And I said, na 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 na. I got a job selling ads for magazines. At night when I would play, I'd think about her constantly. Everything I love somehow got away from me. Suicide, I used to talk about it openly. I finally quit, maybe I got fired, I don't know. Doesn't matter, just as long as it happened though. I added up the fears and the doubts I was living with. Songs of lightning bolts and school and work and all of it, you know. And this is my life on the 4th of July. And it isn't much, but at least it's mine. Na 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 na. Lost the girl, some time and a couple friends. Small talking parties I never could stomach it. I'm old enough to say I remember when, but I don't have the time for your nostalgia or your criticisms. You live, you learn, and me, I have learned to let go. Parents and bosses and people who don't want you to grow. I know that anything you want to, you can do. No one's gonna tell me just who I should be singing to. And you know this, this is my life on the 4th of July. Oh, and it isn't that much, yeah, but at least it's mine and I know what's mine now. Oh, and this is my life on the 4th of July. 'Cause all of this is just a journey, 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 and it sounds like na 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 na.
Stephen Kellogg in the studios at the Voice of America. You write a lot about holidays, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. You've got them all covered.
Hey, you know, Hallmark. I'm still waiting for Hallmark to call me up. I got the holidays here.
Now, you know, sitting here looking at the album cover, I was saying to myself, I've seen this. The face resembles, and then I thought Daniel Day-Lewis, the actor. And then you grew the beard to look like Lincoln, and there you go. My gosh.
Well, you know, look at this. I got my Abe Lincoln belt buckle.
You got
on.
An Abe Lincoln belt buckle.
I love Abraham Lincoln, and I will take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
Yeah.
Oscar-winning actor, so.
Hey.
There you go. Well, thank you, Stephen Kellogg, for coming in. Thank you, guys, for the whole
thank
band.
Thank you for having us. It's such an honor.
It's
really.
Always a pleasure to have you on, and the worldwide audience always enjoys hearing new music, and so thank you for bringing us new music every time you come in.
Glad to be here.
The new album is Blunderstone Rookery. Get a copy of the CD now. It's Stephen Kellogg. I'm Larry London, and we will be back again on Monday with more requests and dedications here on Border Crossings. Always stay tuned to the VOA Music Mix Network.
Larry's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.